The Pentagon is winning the war in Afghanistan. At least that's what U.S. policymakers have been telling Americans since 2001. But that assessment is full of spin, according to a new trove of documents, a cache of previously unpublished interviews with top U.S. policymakers, along with memos long held in secret that describe the war's failure, were just published by The Washington Post. Ambassador Douglas Lute is a retired three-star Army general who served as the White House's top advisor on Afghanistan from 2007 to 2013.
These documents that have now been made public were internal U.S. government documents intended to shine a bright light on the experience in Afghanistan and to learn from that experience. The government was actually taking, and has been taking, a very hard look at itself and look at itself in the mirror and see what we can learn.
So you told government interviewers, Ambassador, in 2015 that those devising the Afghan strategy were, quote, devoid of a fundamental understanding of Afghanistan and didn't have the foggiest notion of what we were undertaking, end quote. I mean, that's a pretty serious indictment. How did you come to that conclusion, and what were you saying publicly at the time?
I think the important thing here is context. So this was an internal government attempt to gather candidly, by way of interviews, lessons from folks who had been involved with policy making in Afghanistan over a period of years. So this was never intended to be a headline-making effort.
Why didn't we know about this at the time? Everybody was saying everything was going fine, and apparently it was not.
Well,
far from it.
Yeah, no. I dispute that a bit. I'm not sure. I don't think the record is absolute that everyone said everything was going fine. I mean, I think those who are carefully watching Afghanistan for a long time now have been much more cautious in terms of their optimism and have been much more balanced in terms of the challenges faced there. I mean, look, things like the poverty level, the corruption level in Afghanistan, the continuing challenges of the Taliban with safe haven in Pakistan, these are not brand new topics to the American public. So for those who've been watching this carefully, I think it's a much more balanced picture in terms of the challenges faced in Afghanistan.
And perhaps for the people watching it carefully, but in terms of relaying what was really happening on the ground to the U.S. taxpaying public, I mean, it was delivered in very Pollyannish terms, and that's not what we read in this report, what was actually happening.
I'm not completely aligned with your view. I mean, look, when we went to Afghanistan, it was the fourth poorest country in the world. The corruption level was endemic, the long-standing problems with opium production, and so forth. So I think these sorts of notes of caution have nearly always accompanied the indications, the suggestions that we could make progress.
And yet, I mean, we're seeing stories about Defense Secretary Rumsfeld saying, essentially, we don't know who the enemy is in Afghanistan. I mean, that's more than just, well, some things were bad and some things were good. I mean, that's an admission of serious wrongdoing, frankly.
Well, I'm not going to lay the blame for wrongdoing and so forth by way of this interview. But look, anyone who was involved in Afghanistan over the last now 18 years has to come away with a sense that this is going to be tremendously hard. And I think that the reports that have now been made public certainly reveal that.
Why is this report valuable?
Well, I think it's valuable in a number of ways. One of the reasons that this balance between optimism and skepticism has been perhaps skewed over the years is that we did not establish what I would refer to as continuity in the effort in Afghanistan. We had a revolving door of senior military leaders, policy leaders in Washington, ambassadors on the ground in Afghanistan and Pakistan, all of which served dutifully and served honorably during their periods. But frankly, we didn't establish enough continuity among them so that they could get a deep, textured understanding of what was going on in Afghanistan. So when I made the comment we didn't know what we were doing, I mean that when you sum up over time, we didn't develop enough government expertise over these years to actually come up with a sufficient strategy.
Ambassador Douglas Lute is a three-star Army general who served as the White House's top advisor on Afghanistan under Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama.